Well. What do we have here? We have here another presidential ruling from our good friend Brian Renfro. Hey, say what you will about the guy. The dude knows how to make some rulings. And like every single presidential ruling before it and every issue that I have brought to the national level, guess who was right? This guy. And the people on our side, the people on our team, the people who support us, obviously, people like Michael Brazemley. On this one, I got to give a big shout out to Fred Woodley, because without him, I don't know if this would have come up as an issue to begin with, because he kind of brought it to my attention. And the folks in New York, Brian Gutierrez, you know, there's a lot of people to thank here, but let's get into it. So this ruling is on a branch policy that I have reached out to our branch officers before the first version of this tainted election and asked them, hey, you know, what does this mean? There's a whole clause in our bylaws that says that a person can only be nominated for one position notification requirements, or I'm sorry, for one office notification requirements. And I'm pretty sure that the words notification requirements are just an error, a copying error, that they don't add to the sentence at all. It just should say, it should read that a person can only accept nomination for one office. And that would be consistent with what's in the Constitution for the government of federal and subordinate branches, or subordinate and federal branches, and what's in the election rules. But there's this extra clause in there that just drives me nuts, because clearly this is an error. It says you can only accept for one office notification requirements. What do the words notification requirements mean? And I've asked about this and there's no answer. But the more important thing is this provision that you can only accept nomination for one office. And the good old boys and other newer officers in our branch have made it very explicit to me and to others that you can only be nominated for one position. And that meant that in the last election, I had to decide whether I wanted to run for steward and represent the people at my station, or whether I wanted to run for vice president and represent more carriers and help the branch in a bigger way. And ultimately, I decided to run for vice president because I was already an alternate steward, and there's no reason that I would stop being an alternate steward, right? And we had that episode where that happened, where the president removed me as an alternate steward, claiming that it was automatic, that, oh, at the end of the term, you just automatically lose your position as alternate steward, even though that's not in the bylaws. And you know what? That's an issue for a past episode. It's an issue that we've already covered. And yeah, he acknowledged, no, it's not in the bylaws, but I'm doing it anyway. And that's its own thing. Because going forward, you know, I can't change what happened in the past. I can't change. There was an episode where I talked about being scared and that I'm just going to keep my head down because I'm worried that this president will also take away my steward position. And it turns out I was right to be worried about that. And it has been this status quo, or this understanding that people have, that, well, I better just keep my head down and just run for steward, because if I don't do that, that if I try to run against the establishment and I don't win, even if I do win, they're going to take my steward position away. And you want proof of it? The proof is Michael and me. Neither of us are stewards at the moment because of the way our president runs this branch, because of the pettiness and the retaliation for anybody who's trying to stand up and do better. So with that in mind, you know, I had my own reading of our branch bylaws that says, well, you can only run for one office. Well, let me go back. Let me give credit where it's due to Fred Woodley, because I'm talking to him about this dilemma. And Fred says, why don't you just run for both? It says you can only run for one office. And in every branch that I'm familiar with, I'm paraphrasing Fred, you can, like, the steward elections are separate from the officer elections. And so why don't you just run in both elections? And I said, I really don't think I can do that. That's, you know, the way our bylaws are written. And so he looks at the way the bylaws are written and he says, no, you can run for one office. So you can't run for one more than one officer position. Like, you can't run for president and for vice president, but there's no reason you can't run for steward. And so that put that bug in my ear. And then I'm talking to the guys from New York, Brian Gutierrez, Carlton Pinto, and those guys, and their steward elections are completely separated temporarily from their officer elections. So they've had their officer elections, and you know, we heard how that went, and that sucks. But then there's still steward elections upcoming. And what I like about that is that it enables you to run for office and try to, you know, have a bigger impact on your union to go to a position of greater service. But then if that doesn't work out, or maybe even if it does, you can still run for steward. It's a separate election. And again, they're like, yeah, that's the way it should be, because you don't want people who would otherwise be fantastic stewards to have to give up their steward positions just because they want to give more to the branch. And so with all of that in mind, and with my reading of our bylaws in mind, I finally wrote to President Renfro. And I'm going to read to you what I wrote, what my request for presidential ruling is. The title, it goes to Renfro at NALC.org. And the subject is, need a presidential ruling. And here we go. President Renfro, I am writing because I am in need of a presidential ruling on an issue that will undoubtedly be a source of dispute in the upcoming rerun elections in Branch 2502 in Las Vegas, Nevada. This question has previously been answered to my satisfaction by EVP Barner, but he recommended I reach out to you if I, quote, would like an official ruling, end quote. The question is as follows. Branch 2502 bylaws, Article 5, Section 3, read, quote, no person can accept nomination for more than one office notification requirements, end quote. I believe the words notification requirements are a copying error. None of my branch officers seem to know how they modify the preceding sentence. If you can shed light on that wording, please do, but it is presumably unrelated to the question at hand. Our bylaws make a distinction between officers and stewards. Officers are listed in Article 4, Section 1 of our bylaws, and stewards are not listed. Article 4, Section 2 labels stewards as, quote, other branch representatives, end quote. So to step back here, I'm laying out the foundation that there is this distinction between officers and stewards, and that the bylaw says you can only run for one office. All right, moving on. The bylaw clearly prevents someone from running for two officer positions, such as president and vice president, but it does not indicate whether someone can be nominated for more than one position, such as treasurer and steward. There is no prohibition in our bylaws which prevents a part-time branch officer, such as a trustee or secretary, from serving as a steward. In fact, it's a normal practice. Both positions, officers and stewards, are elected during the same election, but they are on separate ballots. Stewards are only elected by the members at their respective stations. And again, I knew that that was something that, based on Barner's previous response, something that would be pivotal in the decision that I was seeking from Renfro. So moving on. My question is this. Can I be nominated for a part-time officer position like secretary and simultaneously be nominated as a steward for my station in our upcoming election? Thank you for your thoughtful response. Alan Gigax, Branch 2502, Las Vegas, Nevada. So he responds. I get this from his secretary, Cindy Cheney, and she writes, Mr. Gigax, attached is President Renfro's ruling concerning the clarification of the nomination process for the Branch 2502 elections. And here is his ruling. I am pulling up the PDF now. There we go. All right. And it reads, here we go. Dear Brother Gigax, this is in reply to your email sent August 11th, 2025, requesting clarification of the nomination process provided by the NALC regulations governing branch elections and Branch 2502's bylaws. You provided a copy of email communication. Oh, yeah. I had also included the response I had already gotten from EVP Barner, because it already had ruled in my favor. And, you know, that lays some of the groundwork. The heavy lifting had already been done by Barner. You provided a copy of email communications with Executive Vice President Paul Barner concerning whether individuals may be nominated to serve both as a branch officer and steward pursuant to the NALC regulations governing branch election procedures. So at this point, let me step out again. This is worth noting that I had only asked about serving as a part-time officer and then also serving as a steward. That's something that presumably you would be able to do. Why wouldn't you be able to serve in both positions? And in fact, there are other presidential rulings that specifically address that issue and say that, yeah, if you are a part-time officer like the branch secretary and you also serve as a steward, and that's a paid position, you get paid for both. So that's pretty cool. Hopefully I have that problem coming up in the future and I will get paid for both of those positions, but we shall see. You know, that's an issue for the future. So anyway, as Brother Barner correctly... So this response doesn't just cover part-time. It makes what I think is a more useful distinction between the officer election, which is branch-wide, and the steward elections, which are station to station. And these are appropriately in the branch or in the election rules, these are two separate elections. So what President Renfro is addressing here is not just whether a part-time officer can run for steward, but whether anyone can run for officer of any type and steward. So we go on. As Brother Barner correctly noted in his email to you, Section 6.5 of the NALC Regulations Governing Branch Election Procedures, RGBEP, specifically states that, quote, no person shall accept nomination for more than one office, end quote. However, a shop steward position is not necessarily a branch office. Previous presidential rulings have recognized that if a steward position is not treated as a branch office under the bylaws, e.g. if stewards are elected by station rather than by the entire membership and do not sit on the branch executive board, then a member would have the right to be nominated for both a branch office and a steward position. Neither the Constitution nor the RGBEP prohibit simultaneous service as both a branch officer and steward in these circumstances. Hell yeah. That's it. That's the ruling. Yes, we can be nominated both for a branch officer position and for a steward position. Moving on, your email indicates that the branch bylaws provide that stewards are elected by station. Therefore, so long as the branch bylaws themselves do not prohibit dual service as an officer and steward, and they don't, it would appear that the double nomination described in your email is acceptable. Boom, lucky. There it is. We got it. And then he goes on to write, I must caution, however, that it would not be appropriate for me as national president to resolve any issues about the meaning of the bylaws. Such disputes must be resolved in the first instance at the branch level. So that's a kind of a caveat that he puts on pretty much any presidential ruling is like, hey, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but this is my interpretation. And I'm sure that his interpretation will carry the day. It would be very difficult, but not entirely shocking for my branch president to get up at the nomination meeting and say, well, I disagree with President Renfro and EVP Barner, and this is the way our bylaws should be interpreted. But I don't think that argument would have much of a chance of succeeding. So that is what I got from Renfro. I am definitely excited about it. And what's cool about this is, and why this is such an important victory for us, is because it means that, well, obviously it means I can run for both positions, but it means that I can't be iced out anymore, that I can't be blackballed from being a steward. It is up to the carriers at my station, or it will be during the election, whether or not I become a steward. And that's an election that I feel very confident in, that I will be elected as steward. Obviously, nothing is guaranteed, but I like my chances. You know, this is the same station that unanimously signed a petition to make me their steward when our president was blackballing me. Everybody except the president's girlfriend signed the petition. And so I feel pretty good about my chances of being elected by the station. And so that means whatever happens in the election, whatever the result of my other race, the race for secretary, I know that I will be in a position to serve the folks at my station after all the dust settles. And that feels really good. And that also means that, again, I can't have that threat of being blackballed held over me anymore. Because once I'm elected as a steward, the process for getting rid of me as a steward is a lot more complicated. It's not as easy to just get rid of me. And so I will get to serve the folks at my branch. At a minimum, I'll get to serve the folks at my branch. Hopefully, I get to serve the folks at my station. Hopefully, I get to serve the branch as a whole as secretary. But I am going up against the goodest, oldest boy. And, you know, that's an entrenched force, and it's going to be difficult to defeat him. So we'll see on that one. So this ruling doesn't just affect me. It also affects Michael. It means that Michael can run for president and not worry about being blackballed by our existing president as the steward at his station. He will also run for steward at his station. He will be elected there. And so even if he doesn't win the presidency, his steward or the carriers at his station are going to have this good steward. Right. And that's the whole idea, is that we don't want capable and ambitious people to be iced out of being stewards. That's antithetical to what we're trying to accomplish as a union. And that shows you where my current branch president's head is at, that he wants to do that, that he would, the mere fact that he would ice us out of being stewards, that he would blackball us, shows you where his priorities are. It is certainly not in giving the carriers the best possible representation they can have. And again, this helps to fix that problem. And I know for a fact, because I've already talked to them, that there are stewards at other stations who are interested in going for branch officer positions, mainly trustee, but the other positions as well. But they've been afraid to do so because they don't want to risk their steward position, because they were misled into believing that they would have to choose one or the other, that they couldn't run for both. And now that that prohibition is thrown to the wind, now that we have this ruling from President Renfro that lays things bare, this cudgel that our branch officers have tried to use to hold down competition and to thwart the democratic process, it's gone. It's not there anymore. And I've already heard, I got this ruling this afternoon, and I've already heard from people, oh, well, if that's the case, I'm good. I would like to run for this position. And somebody else, oh, that's great. I would like to run for that position. And the more candidates we have running for these positions, the healthier our branch will be. And the more people we have invested in being part of our executive board and being part of the running of our branch, the healthier our branch is. Whether we win all these positions or not, having these people invested is hugely beneficial to our union. And again, it just shows you how asinine the position that I'm fighting against has been, to hold this process down and to minimize the democratic process. But this is the same president who at the last nomination meeting dismissed candidates out of hand and just said, nope, you're not eligible to run, and gave the position to the other person without, you know, doing the basic stuff that's required in the regulations governing branch election procedures. And so you guys already know what we're up against and how things are run in our branch. But this is a huge victory for us, because people were afraid, for good reason, of retaliation. And now they don't have to be. They can rightly hold their steward positions and still put their head up and put their hand up and try to help the branch in bigger ways and try to help reform our branch. And that's huge. So guys, if you're in Vegas, hey man, run for something, raise your hand, get nominated. You can self-nominate. I'll nominate you. Run for something, run for office, you know, run for one of these positions, and you can still be steward, and that's fantastic. You still get to help your brothers and sisters at your station, your siblings, and get to try to help reform this branch that so desperately needs it. You know, even if it's just a, what do you call the people who check up on the finances? Why can't I think of the, well, you know who I'm talking to, the trustees, right? Even if it's a trustee position, dude, we need trustees. We need trustees who aren't the treasurer's wife and the president's girlfriend to help check up on these people to make sure that everything's on the up and up. So if you know somebody in Vegas, you know, let them know, hey man, the door's been thrown open. You are protected and you can do this. And your branch wants you, your branch needs you, even if the folks at the union hall are trying to keep you down. I ain't here to keep anybody down. I'm here to throw the doors open and make sure everybody gets a voice in a democratic union. So that's our big win. I am excited about it. We have nominations coming up in a couple of weeks, and I intend to be nominated for branch secretary and for steward at East Las Vegas. Here's hoping things go our way. Guys, thank you for listening. I'm very pleased to be able to share good news with you. And that's all I got. I will catch you all next time. If I can get the music started.